Today we begin Perek Gimel of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Today's share is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Zechaya Shimon Ben Yitzchak HaKoyen. We wish his neshama should have an aliyah of Zechaya Wallerstein. Today's share, to sponsor a share, I should say, go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com to help this shiurim and make this shiurim possible. We are beginning Perek Gimel in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Page Nun Gimel in the new print. Dine Boirer B'Shabbos. The halachas of separating, of sorting on Shabbos. The halachas are very complicated. We're going to try to make them as easy to understand as possible. And obviously, like we always say, if someone has a specific shiloh that we didn't get to, so please make sure to consult your own local Orthodox rabbi to make sure that what you're doing is permitted. It's very easy to be over the issa of Boirer on Shabbos. So Sif Aleph begins. Shnei minim hamu'uravim zeh bezeh. What happens when you have two different minim? We'll use the word species, but any two items that are mu'uravim, that are mixed together. Bein shem minei oichel, whether we're talking about a food item. Bein sheinem minei oichel, even if it's non-food item. It says in parentheses, kain minei kelim, different types of kelim, utensils, a begodim or clothing. One is Eichel, and one is Pseilus. Now, as he's going to explain in a minute, Pseilus, which literally means trash, it means garbage. For our case of Boirer, the Pseilus can be something very important. But if you don't want it now, that's Pseilus. What you want now is Eichel, what you don't want now is Pseilus. Right, and that's, you're separating Eichel from Pseilus, or Pseilus from Eichel means, are you separating that which you want, or that which you don't want, now? Also, Lahafrit, so, Bein Shemin Echadu Eichel, Echadu Pseilus, whether one's an Eichel, one's a Pseilus, also Lahafrit Min Echad Mechaveroi B'derech Breyer. You cannot sort things in the way of sorting. Avmut Lazes came B'derech Achil, but you could do it Derech Achil, which means, in the way of eating, you happen to take this food that you're eating, and that sorts it out. Derech achilut can be permitted, and we're going to see so much more what this means. So he says, "L'shem kitzer nikula lones min harotzi b'shem oichel v'ilus amina acher b'shem pseilus." He says, just for the sake of getting through the sugya and understanding what we're talking about, when we're talking about the item that we currently want, we're going to use the term oichel. The item we currently don't want, we're going to use the term pseilus. So l'mashal, he says, for instance. A goyzim, you have not shemurav mem shkedim, that are almonds or something else is mixed in. Imrit soyne be a goyzim, if you want now the nuts, so now, ozi a goyzim, the koyim b'shem oichel. Then the goyzim, what we're going to call for this shiloh, the oichel. For a shkedim, and the almonds will be called b'shem psoilus. The imla hepach, but if you come to the bowl of mixed nuts, and it's the opposite, you want the almonds, you don't want the nuts. Tiny shirt soyne b'shkedim, or a shkedim, the koyim b'shem oichel, then the almonds will be called the oichel in this case. Ve'agoizim, and the other nuts, heim pseilus. Right? Or let's say you have big day kayitz v'chayiv. You have your winter clothing and your summer clothing. Haminchu roitze by achshav, the clothing that you want to put on today, hu anikra b'shem oichel. That is the term oichel in Hilchos Boirer. Ve'acher, and the other, is hu apseilus, is what we refer to as the pseilus. That's our introduction, beginning of our introduction to Boirer, and just understanding what it means sorting, and what it means Eichel and Pseilus. Siv Beis. Shloisha Heima Tanoim HaKoivim Derech Achil. Now, he told us in the beginning of Siv Aleph that if you're doing it Derech Achila, that's permitted. So now he's going to tell us there's a basic three rules, which he's going to spend much time going into detail of these three rules. But there's a basic three rules to know as to what's called permissible derech achila boirer. What are those three rules? And then he says, v'chol shaloy yismalu shloisha satnoim. Anytime you want to do boirer, but you don't do these three conditions biyachad together, ein zu derech achila, that won't be called derech achila v'asa liver. So the only way it's going to be permitted to do Boirer is Derech Achila with these three Tanoim. What are these three Tanoim? Number one, Breiras ha'oichel mitoicha psoilas, that you're taking, that's what we're referring to as the oichel, from the psoilas, you're taking the food, the wanted from the unwanted. The mayet breiras ha'psoilas mitoicha oichel, meaning to come to exclude, removing the psoilas and leaving the oichel. Rule number two, breira beyat. You got to do it with your hand. The mayet to exclude breira be'ezes kliya miyud. You cannot use a sorter, you cannot use a sifter, you cannot use a strainer, you cannot use a keli that's created for the purpose of separating. It has to be done by hand. And he says, so now what's called by hand? Let's say you're taking the food with a spoon. That's okay. That's called by hand because we're only coming to exclude a keli that's intended purpose of this keli is sorting. Rule number three, breiro l'shem shimush midi, meaning for immediate use. L'may breiro l'shem shimush l'achezma, to exclude doing breiro for a later point in time. So the three conditions are, oichel mitoich psoiles, you're taking the good from the bad, what we call biad miad, with your hand, which is not with a keli that's intended, and miad for immediate use. Once again, we're going to review this because this is going to be so important throughout the halachas of Bayer. It's got to be these three things. Eichel, biyad, miyad. Food, you're taking the eichel, you're doing it with your hand, and you're doing it for immediate use. Let's go further. Siv Gimel, the bottom of page Zun Gimel, the new print. Ein mishum iser breiro, elim kein, shnei minim urovim zeh bezeh, it's not going to be considered breira that you sorted out two things unless the two things are either mixed together or sitting so close to each other in an inorderly fashion that you're separating it. So what does that mean? So mixed together, we understand. You have a pile of silverware, spoons, knives, forks, spoons, all mixed together. But what happens if someone dried the silverware? They didn't leave one big pile, but as they were drying, they didn't make a separate pile of knives, a separate of spoon, a separate of forks that are with a space between them. They just put down a spoon, put down a knife, and they're all mixed up. But they're not, meaning, and I say mixed up, they're not mixed together. They're all sitting one up against each other, but not mixed in one pile, but in no order. So if you're coming to take, you need spoons now, you'd be picking out the spoons from this, I don't want to use the word pile, because pile might mix together, but this row of knife, spoon, fork, knife, all in any light cassidron. So, but if you say, okay, oh, we're not using the soup spoons, we're going to collect all the soup spoons from this, and we're going to put it away, that would be being bayer out the soup spoons, which would be the psoilos that you don't need. Instead, right before the suda, you would take the cutlery that you need as you need it and put it out. Right, if someone dried the silverware like this on Friday night without really putting it out separately, you will have a problem of setting the table Friday night or early Shabbos morning because it would have to be miyad before the suda. That's why it's important if you wash and dry your silverware on Friday night that as the person dries the silverware, he puts it down in a fashion that won't be munachim kravim zelazah to the point that it would be better to go pick them up. Avum kol min u'min munach b'fnei atzmoi. If every min is sitting by itself, ein ba'asara sechen me'amishu misabrein. There's no brayer. Amut l'itol ezim amshiyotza. So if as you're drying, you're careful to put the spoon down, the fork down, on separate individual piles that are not shloike sidron, that are not as if they're no order to how it's put down, that you put it down properly, you'll be able to set the table Friday night. You don't, you're going to have a problem. Siv dalet v'chein. Ein mishum isa breira kasher shnei haminim omnom nimtzoim yachad. It's not going to be considered breira unless, like we were saying before, unless the two minim are together. Aval ein aleim shem taruvis lafikach. Mutu lahoitzi basur, right? There has to be not just that they're together, but that we see it as mixed together. What does that mean, mixed together? So he says, let's say you have clear soup, it's permitted to take a piece of meat out of it. Even if you're not going to be eating the meat right now, to put the meat in the fridge. Because even though the meat is sitting in the liquid, but the meat is not mixed into the liquid. You see your bowl of liquid and you see the meat there. It's not mixed together. It's one in the other. That's not called mixed. So do you have potatoes in water? You have eggs that were cooked in water. Right? You cooked them, you left them Friday night, and you all of a sudden after the suit, you realize, 1 second, we didn't put the hard-boiled eggs in the fridge. So you're allowed to take the eggs out of the water and put them in the fridge. So do you allow to take an ice cube out of a cup of water or a cup of soda? Why? Because even though you might call it mixed, because one's sitting in the other, so that's not the two things mixed together. Siv Hey, page Nun Hey in the new print. This is Siv Dal in the old print. Because Siv Dal that we said in the new print doesn't exist in the old print. As a separate Siv for sure not. Psoilus Mamish. It goes, we have Mamish garbage, which means not just that it's Psoilus compared to this Eichel, but it's Mamish Psoilus. Hamanoches al Gabi Eichel, that's sitting on top of food. Al Bisha Einim Himu Reves, but even though it's not mixed, but it's sitting, it's blocking the food. Yesh Bahasarasim Shamisa Breyer. Removing it could be in a sebrer. Avol oichel min echad hamunach al gabi oichel min acher. Let's say you have two foods, so it's not a psoilus mamish, but it's a psoilus for right now. What you want to eat, but you have two foods, one sitting on top of the other. Im aminim einam meuravin ve'en kavanosin klal levroir. If the two are not mixed, and when you separate, when you take the top off the bottom, it's not because you're trying to do a brera. So then, ein ba'asirasi shel amin amunach l'mayla, mishum is a brayer. So then, lifting it off the top is not going to be a brayer. Im oisekein kedei lagia l'oichel amunach l'mata. Even though you're trying to get to the food at the bottom. So let's say you have two foods in the refrigerator. One pot sitting on top of the other pot, or container on top of the other container. You could take out the top container to get to the bottom container. And we're going to see more about that in Sif Mem Hei. One more Sif. Ein isa... In order to have an Issa Brera, you need to be that you have Kavana to do Brera. Kigoyin, for instance, Shemesi Pri Rokov, you remove a rotten grape, let's say, from amongst grapes. You may not pay as a day. You remove a rotten fruit from amongst other fruit. So that this bowl of pears is nice. I'm not a Pri Loichle. If you take a pull off a grape to eat, or you go to a bowl of fruit, you pick it up, you think it's a good fruit. You're about to put it in your mouth, and you realize, hey, it's rotten. You realize you don't want it. Something happens. Someone says, don't eat it. Because you're not the previous barish or rock, right? You picked it up, you realize it's rotten. And then you put it to the side, loy oval is a brer. You weren't afraid of it's a brer. Since your intention was not to do brer, your intention was to take this fruit and to eat it, you're not over the is a brer. You know what? Let's finish up through Siv Tes, because that ends this part of the parak. Ein isabrei elim hu bayres apsels de reichel. Again, there's no isabrei, he says, unless you're taking the psels from the eichel. Oi, eichel mitech apsels. Or you're separating the eichel from the psels. You're separating two things. Avol. And maimed kli. U bay psels muravis mitech mashke. Let's say you have a kli. You have a cup of water. And inside it, this psels that is mixed into the liquid. Like, let's say you have a cup of tea, but the tea bag is platzed, and you have these little pieces of tea that are floating on the water. You don't touch those tea pieces. What you do is it platzes, instead of drinking right away, so I leave the cup there. I'll wait for it to, all those tea pieces to sink to the bottom, and I'll be able to drink it without a problem. So you're going to say, so that's permitted, because you're not doing a mice of bird. So it's leaving there for it to sink by itself. So that's permitted to do. Because if you went and you removed this tea stuff with a spoon, you'd be removing the psoilus. So you can't do that. So instead, you just let it sink to the bottom, and then you can do it. Now, there are ways to do it. If you take the liquid without it, we'll see later. But just to take the psoilus out by itself, you can't do. But to let it sink to the bottom, that's permitted. Because you're not doing anything by a dime. See if Ches, the open, Siv Zayin, the bottom page on him. Wherever we spoke about that it's permitted to take the eichel from sales, I lick life as a klipa min eichel, or that you could peel an egg or take the peel off of food. Or the mayan minim shaynim, or to separate different minim. For kulam mitzorich hashimush amidi, it's permitted when you did it in a permissible fashion because it's for immediate use. Ein kol hevdel, there's no difference between oisik and mitzorich hashimush habiladi shaloi, biladai shaloi, between oisik and mitzorich hashimush shaloi im yachad im shalachem. Doesn't matter if you're doing it for yourself. Doesn't matter if you're doing it for yourself, that's together with other people, or you're over somebody else. Even if you're not going to get any benefit, or even for an animal. So, meaning, let's say you're a woman who's preparing a suda, or you're a man who's doing something at the table. You're not going to be eating this. But it's for this meal immediately. It's biyad miyad. It doesn't have to be for you. It can be for somebody else too. It can be for you and somebody else. It doesn't have to be for you. Has to be for immediate use. Siv tes, bira shloika halacha. What happens if you did bira and you realize you have to do shloika halacha? So usual shayla schacham kiyesh, shayichel nasa l'shimush, because there's going to be times when it's going to be usher. Mikimon shenasa by malacha, if you did a malacha. So we saw that in Perek Aleph in the Mavi. In the introduction, we saw in Perek Aleph, Siv lamadal, what to do. But in such a case, because it could be Ulbi Mutu, you didn't change the actual thing, it's a shayla on the paiskim. Why don't you consult our own local Orthodox rabbi and see what to do? We will stop here. Today's shiur was sponsored for Le'ilu Nishmas. Zecharya Shimon ben Yitzchak HaKoyin. His neshama should have aliyah. Anyone else who would like to take part in these shiurim, making them available to the public free of charge in these podcasts, should please help out by sponsoring shiurim. Please go to rabbifishman.com, www.rabbifishman.com, and click on the sponsor a shiur link. As far as, or email for more information, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Thank you.